Blog Talk Radio.
Friday night, and guess how I know why it's Friday night? I know it's Friday night because I am here with you, and I'm always here with you on Friday night. So I just want to say welcome to the Download. See, I'm that kind of loyal girl. I'm here with you every Friday night, and along with me is my who's totally laughing at me right now. My co-host, Alana Evans. Hey, Alana. She's like, I'm trying to keep a straight
hey,
face. Yeah. I'm here with you every Friday night. You can count on me like clockwork, 11 p.m. Friday night. This is where I am.
That's loyal. That is a loyal,
bitch
right
there. I got your back. I got your back like
that's
that.
Right.
I'm here to tell you some things. I'm here to let you in on some secrets and some things and things that make me happy, things that make you happy, things that make the other woman happy, things that may not make your wife happy, but I'm here to tell you.
Oh. I love you. You're crazy.
I'm being so mean.
Oh,
guys,
real talk.
I know. It just kind of rolled off the tongue there. It just totally did. Guys, if you don't know, you are listening to The Down Low, and I am Sierra Devine. I'm your host for this evening, and my co-host is the lovely, most beautiful Alana Evans. How are you doing this evening?
Thank you. Yes, I'm excited about tonight. It's
going to
be a good show.
I think we're going to have a good show. We are, you know, we're doing something a little different tonight. As some of you may know about me, she's like, If some of you all may know about me, I'm a spontaneous planner.
Okay. That means you are
like,
laughing.
What the fuck is that?
It means
I
you are
am, with
if you don't plan ahead.
I'm totally a spontaneous planner. So, like, everything that I plan, even though it may seem spontaneous to you or it seems like everything is moving fluid, trust me, I have planned everything out in my head down to if something should go this direction, what the next direction is going to be. That's the areas of me. That's what I do. But tonight,
awesome.
We're going to take it by the seat of our pants. We're going wild.
I'm not wearing pants.
You're not wearing pants. I'm not wearing panties. Let's just be loose and free.
Yes. I like that, girl.
Guys, yes, I'm just being a little funny here today. But, you know, I got to say hello to everyone. I want to say hello to everyone in our chat room. And I want to say hello to everyone in our who's sitting on the line and waiting to come in. Don't promise you, we are definitely going to get to all of you all. And I see you sitting there waiting, and we're going to get to you. And you might hear in the background, my little Twitter page and everything is just going off. Let me just turn this on mute because this is getting crazy around. You all, wow, you got things to say. But don't worry, we're going to get to you. So I just want to say hi to everyone, and just to let you know, it is me and Alana Evans. It's Alana Evans tonight, not Lola.
Yeah. We like to switch it up.
That's how we... But, guys, we're going to have some fun tonight. And so, okay, so for those of you who are wondering how to get in touch with us and find out how you can get in on the conversation, because tonight's conversation, I think, is going to be a tad bit juicy. And we're not downing anybody tonight. We were just talking about things and what they are and what they mean and what they could be and what you might be saying and what I am saying to you.
I love it.
I see. We can actually call tonight spilling. We could actually call it spilling a bit of tea tonight. We are spilling some tea tonight.
I think so.
We are reading the gray areas tonight. What certain things mean. And I was very, very vague in what my topic was going to be, and I was vague in a reason, but we're spending a little bit of tea tonight. So just to let you all know, okay, so really quickly here, and then I will stop talking so much, and I'm going to let you all talk, because I want to hear what you have to say. So I'm just going to throw a topic out there, and I'm going to let you all go, and me and Lana are going to rate you. Okay, well, we might not do that, but. Okay, we are judging. We are judging. Whatever you say, we are judging, okay? We're doing that.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, yeah, be ready to be judged tonight. Okay, so to join in a topic, all you have to do here is call in here to Dalhouse Radio, and the number is 646-595-4038. And all you have to do is press 1 to join the conversation. Or if you just really don't want to hear your own voice on the radio or you don't want us to hear your voice, you can always just log into the chat room. It is totally free. You can make up a fake name. You can stay with just being a guest. And you can speak your opinion as loud and clear as you want. And I promise you, I will repeat it. So now on to the topic.
Love it.
But now I'm thinking, just to make people wait even more, I should go to announcements. Oh. And maybe a song. Okay, now I'm just being mean, aren't I? Okay. Okay, guys. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not. Hi, Sweet Pea. How you doing? I just want to say hi to Sweet Pea here in the chat room. I am holding you all forever because I know you really want to hear what the topic is, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, I was just waiting. I was like, I didn't hear a yes. Do I hear amen from the choir? Okay.
Amen.
Amen. I got to thinking today about gifts. And when you think about gifts, when you get gifts from a lover, I mean, at first it starts off as a small thing. I mean, when you just think about gifts, you think about gifts. You think, oh, small things from a lover. Like, what do you think of is when you think you're going to get a gift from a lover? What do you expect from a lover?
Wow. You know, for me, it's always
about...
That's
a loaded question, isn't it?
It is a loaded question, and it really depends on where that person is in your life and what they are to you, because sometimes
Well, let's
it's
just
not
say
enough.
He's a secret lover. Okay, let me paint it for you. We're going to paint this one.
Okay, paint it.
I'm going to paint this one from experience. I'm not saying it's an experience I had this year, last year, or last 5 minutes ago. But I'm just saying I know from experience. Let's say you're with your lover for, let's say, I don't know, 9.5 and 3/4 months.
Damn. That's specific.
And they randomly bring you a gift. And you know that this person is attached to somebody else. And, I mean, but you all have been having some fun. And he brings you a gift. And the gift is fairly expensive. And it's jewelry. What goes through your
head? Nice.
Okay, and then after nice.
You know... At that point, it's appreciated. To me, it's almost as if, I mean, and I don't know the situation necessarily of the relationship beyond the details, It's kind of a, well, he better be giving you shit. And if he's doing, he better be good.
It better be good.
And he's still married and you're still his side piece after all that time, it better be something beautiful and blingy and high in carrots.
Okay, so I'll say this, and this is why I'm asking, this is why I'm going to give you two scenarios.
Okay.
Same gift, but it's just from your boyfriend that you're dating, you know, whatever, you know, it's just you and him. And after that many, 9.5 and 3/4 months, you get a very expensive, this is not a ring, it's just a very expensive gift. What do you think?
That's when girls start to get pissy, especially if it's not a ring. And now, are we talking 9 years or 9 months?
No, we're talking 9 months.
Quarters?
Nine months and 3/4.
Oh, okay then. You know what, at that point, it's still less than a year. It's okay if it's not a ring. It's the gesture. You know what I'm saying? Because even, you know, within a year, it is pretty early for a guy to be, you know, offering up that kind of a gift. But I think it's appropriate.
Yeah. I think it's appropriate. Okay, so the reason why I asked this is, it's the reason why
I answered. Is it a surprise or is it a gift? Like,
it's
birthday?
Either way, both ways is a complete surprise. But the reason why I ask this is that I think that gifts say a lot about the person you're with or in the relationship that you're in with a certain person.
Mm-hmm.
Like a gift can be, certain types of things can be done and you're like, oh, this is great. And then if it came from somebody else, you'd be like, oh, no, or maybe, or why am I getting this? Yeah, you know what I mean? There's so much,
right.
Gifts say so much about a relationship is what
Absolutely.
I'm actually getting at. Is, and I know it was a really roundabout way that I did this, but gifts say a lot. It was completely roundabout, wasn't it?
That's okay.
Gifts,
okay.
I think gifts say a lot about a relationship. They also let you know if you're a side piece or not, or if you're the other woman, or if you're my guilty pleasure, or if you're my one and only. The gifts say a lot.
True.
When you're really, really with someone, and it's like a real, like, serious thing, 9 out of 10 gifts after a certain amount of time, and we're gonna go with 9 months, not quite a year, but like 9 months into a relationship. If it's really expensive, then you're like, okay, you're setting a precedent. If it's just heartfelt and not expensive, then you're like wifing this girl. Okay?
Yeah.
the kind of gifts you give say a lot about what's going on. You know you're the side girl when you get the gift that was, oh, I went on a trip and they gave us these free diamonds, so I decided to give them to you.
Oh, that's wrong. I mean, everybody loves diamonds, but not
like
that.
Yeah, but you also know you're really young, too, because only young girls accept that. So.
That's true. That's actually very true.
It got me thinking about the kind of gifts that I would – what made me think of this is the kind of gifts I would accept now towards the kind of gifts I would have accepted when I was in my 20s, and especially if
right.
I know that we are not that serious. There's still certain things I will not accept now that I would have accepted when I was in my 20s. Or when it was said at a certain time. But they mean a lot, but the gifts mean something completely different.
Okay. I get that. I mean, I'm a different person than I was in my 20s. So gifts now, like if you give me jewelry, I'm like, oh, you're sweet. You're trying to make an impression. If you give me something video game related, then I love you.
See, okay, so, yeah.
That's
okay, because that's real.
Heart.
That's you, yeah.
Yes. That means you know me and you know what I like. You're not just showing up with something from a jewelry store, you know? I mean, unless it's pink. And then if it's pink,
like,
it's
ironically, it's so funny you should say that because me personally, I'm one of those, like, I love jewelry. I'm not going to lie. I really, really do love jewelry. And I love sparkly things. And I like diamonds and Swarovski crystals. But I really love electronics.
Yes.
Show up with a new Apple computer. And I'm like, diamond
Thank
who?
Thank you. Right? Yes, girl, you and I are the same.
And like, there's a hard, there's a 15 terabyte hard drive over there. I know they don't make that yet, but I'm looking forward to that in the future. So,
girl, I'm feeling you. It's so funny that you say that because the best gift I have ever been given, ever, from any man in my entire life, and I know this would upset my dude, but it's that 60-inch television that I play video games on. That?
Yes. Okay. My favorite gifts I've ever gotten in life are not like my jewelry. They're just like,
right.
If someone asked me right now, they would be like, okay, so you have to say one thing when you leave your house, and you're only, okay, I only get one thing? Damn it. So I have to say one thing as I'm running out the house. Well, it's probably going to be my hard drive. I figure the cat knows the way away from the fire.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
My hard drive can't run. I can get a new computer, but I can't get a new hard drive. And
that is so
true.
I'm sorry,
but my hard drive, I have two connected together, and it's 4 terabytes. And that's like 20 years of history on that. No.
Yes.
If it's gone, it's gonna, I've actually had a hard drive like totally just like deplete. But sorry, I just showed how much of a nerd I am just now. But
no, I'm right now, so it's okay. But you think about that, it really just kind of shows what kind of people we are. Like, you know,
it
and
does.
If a man's gonna buy you a brand new computer, it means to me you're putting more into me as a person. You know what I'm saying? And, like, with my television, that was for my gaming, you know? So, to me,
right.
I thought, wow, you're buying me a gift that's going to better me, not just make me a sparkle. You know what I mean?
I totally got away from the point, yes, we are totally, we're totally geeks. Sorry, guys, we're complete
love
geeks.
It,
I see you all talking in the chat room.
It made them all excited.
Candy and everything. We did. But,
awesome.
Okay, so what I really wanted to get back to, and we have to get back to this, because they also said something about the person that you're dating. What do gifts mean? And, like, you know, a lot of times, you know, okay, so also on the other side of that, when you know that, okay, you're only going to have a limited amount of time with somebody or a limited type of situation, I would say in this case, being the other person or them being the other person, like if someone is married and they're going to be the other person, there's certain type of gifts that you also expect and those that you expect to get. And they get, certain types of gifts mean certain things, and they mean the level of the friendship of that you're going through at that moment, which is, it's hard to like really put that into categories. It is easy to do it, but the categories I'm thinking of are not right ones. So, I know this is so terrible. Okay, so we're going to get back to that, and I'm going to explain to you all a little bit more of what I'm thinking of and how we're talking about gifts and how gifts really betray how you feel about somebody and what perspective you put them in the first place. And so what we're thinking about that, well, what I'm thinking about that, exactly how I'm going to say it to that to you, we are going to head out with, you know what, we have some new music. We have some totally new music. We do. Okay, so we have, I want to make sure I'm saying this right, Audrey Joelle. Featuring Messiah, and it's called Like It Like That, and we're going to go out with them real quick.
Just like Something is never good. Ain't nothing wrong with being bad. They just jealous of what we have. I call it misunderstood. Won't gamble on us, but you can bet I do it big like the games go from Bed-Stuy. Only need what you're giving, the rest my. Ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye. All alone with a nightcap. With me on the phone, having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back. To put it on you though, I know you like that.
Like that.
To Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Blog daily on the Dalhouse Radio website. Dalhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio, email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DalhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Welcome back. Thank you, Angela, for those announcements. And we here on Dalhouse Radio. And by the way, I am Sierra Devine, and you're listening to The Down Low, and I am here with my sexy co-host, Alana Evans. How are you doing?
Hey, girl, that song that you played, I like
it. Did you like it?
I loved it, absolutely. Who is that? It was great.
You know, for those of y'all who were listening, that was Audie Joelle featuring Mazzaya. It was called Like It.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
Your girl.
And yes, I thought it was pretty cool. That's why I had to let it play for a minute.
I love it. It's a great song. Wow, she's really talented.
Very much so. Very much so. I thought it was really nice. I started to sneak it in there on you and change things up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, what it? I mean, it's different.
Who is that? I like it.
I have to do that sometimes. That's how it is.
Right.
But guys. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so today is kind of like, I don't know if it's going to be a heated debate. I'm not sure. It's kind of just something that was on the line because I was thinking about this kind of thing, and it's kind of like I'm still ciphering it in my head, so I'm throwing it out there, you know, and I've always thought about this. Okay, so when you're with someone, especially when you're with someone and, you know, because, you know, we here on the download, we talk about being the other woman or the other man, or just the other person in a relationship. You know, when you're doing something on the down low, and we don't mean the gay side, we mean just You know, you're getting your freak on the side, doing some things on the side. When you're playing on the side, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing.
Yes. Yes.
God gonna get you. You know what you're doing.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
But I
you know what you
this.
Do it, when you do
you,
it.
You know what you're doing. Yes. I mean, don't get me wrong. Sometimes you don't know what you're doing at first, but later on you know what you're doing and you know what you're doing. So,
oh, yes. 100%.
Sometimes that's what makes it so good to you. Because you know what you're doing.
That's so true.
Sometimes when you're on the low about things, it makes it so much better. But my thing has always been, if you're going to be that way, and this is just me personally, if we're going to do this or whatever, then I expect certain presence and certain, I expect to be treated a certain way. Because I'm not going to be like in secret and then have to also suffer too.
Right. That's true.
So I expect certain types of things.
Absolutely.
And it has been,
there's a standard.
There is a standard. And I think sometimes if you're going to be that other person, that your standard has to be a little bit high. Because
wait
you're
a minute.
Already
wait
going
a minute.
Low.
True.
I know that sounded crazy at first. It was like, oh, but you're not really going that high when you're going out with somebody else who's already, like, you're right. So you got to expect certain things because you got to go a little high because you're already going low. So.
That is so true. That is so true.
So, I mean, have you ever been like, hey, you know what? Daddy, I'm just saying this, okay. Guys, I don't call everyone daddy. We're just saying this. Daddy, look, you know what?
When I really want something,
we've been hanging for a while.
I
know we do. When I really want something, we've been hanging out for a while, and I know you're
okay.
Not about to get into divorce or anything. But you know what? I could use that diamond ring right over there, or that hard drive, or that something, whatever that right there. You know, if you want to keep things the way they are, then you know, that's what I need.
That is
and I think
funny.
That what I think that you know I have talked to some women. The reason why I bring this up, I've talked to, I shouldn't say women because usually they're girls, and they're like, they never even consider things for them. Like, okay, they're like, oh, well, you know, I'm messing around with this married guy, but I can't pay my rent. I'm like, what? You can't pay
damn.
Your rent.
Yeah, that should never be happening.
I can't pay my phone bill. What? The you know. We're already, he's already doing something he's not supposed to, so, you know, he might as well make it run on some end while you're wasting your time and your energy because, quite honestly, you have to realize you're messing around with a married man, so this is never going to go anywhere, and you're wasting your life, you're wasting your prime dating years right now.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. To be that side piece, absolutely.
Yeah. Sacrifices. There are so many sacrifices. So you have to think that it's a sacrifice worth it, and one or the other. And that's where we get into gifts. Hugh Hefner knows how to treat his side pieces. He gives
funny.
Them jewels. He gives them clothes. He gives them a certain amount of money. They can only keep so much, and then you know they're on their way.
Right.
But they know that it's going to end at some point.
So true. It's true. We all know those kind of relationships are coming to an end. You know what? It's so funny because one of my, he was totally daddy for a minute. He got a divorce, which meant mm-hmm. then he was, you know, free to do whatever he wanted. So we didn't really see each other anymore. And it's funny because that pissed me off. Oh, okay, I'm cool while you're married. I'm cool to be
mm-hmm.
that side piece. Going to keep your secret, who's going to be really nice to your wife when I finally actually meet her. I'm not even going to make her feel any kind of nothing. In fact, that woman walked away thinking I was picking up on her. Okay?
So now, oh, you were good. I've done that before, too,
I
though.
Was good.
Yeah, making
yes.
everything that I was picking
make
up
her,
on her. Yeah.
That's right. You make her feel like she is $1 million. So she doesn't even think anything about you.
And that's
then,
when you go,
you know,
that's going to cost you a very expensive ring. Or something.
Right?
And you always say, it's the girl on the side, whenever you, any kind of gift you get, you have to think of, okay, so How much? I'm sorry, guys, but at some point you have to go into monetary value. You have to do this. It's not being a gold digger. It's what you have to do, because this is just what you have to do. Okay, well, I'm reading something. If a woman has no money, they're seriously doing something. Yes, you know what? Okay, and I have to say this. At this point, if you're going to be the girl on the side and you're not, if you're, because in the end, he's benefiting off some piece. He's been benefiting off some strange ass, right? If
yes,
you're not benefiting
exactly.
off of it, then you are doing something absolutely wrong.
Well, you're
and
being taken advantage of.
We always talk so much about being the girl being taken. We always talk about so much about you being taken advantage of the guy. About the girl who's on the side taking advantage of the guy, but the girl on the side is also being very much taken advantage of.
Right.
And if you're not walking away, when you think about your presence and the things that you want, you're not, the kind of gifts you get from the guy that you might want to spend the rest of your life with are going to be completely different than the kind of gifts from the guy that you are going to, that you are having a fling with while his wife is away.
Yes.
What you want is something that you can sell later. You don't need that little teddy bear that came out. Oh, while we went walking down the beach, I got this teddy bear. No, that's the man you marry. No, I need actually jewelry. I need real jewelry. I need diamonds. That's the song Diamonds is the girl's best friend. She wasn't talking to the wife.
That is so funny.
She was talking
exactly.
to the mistress. That's your best friend. Diamonds are your best friend.
This is true. When it's all
because
over,
when he's gone,
go
and he will eventually
shop.
Be gone, all you have is your diamonds. I mean, classic
exactly.
person, and though she married most of them, is Elizabeth Taylor. All of those men were gone, and what she was left with is her diamonds and her gems, and they did
That's
her quite
so
well.
True.
Though she married every last one
I
of them,
it.
But she wasn't above being an adulteress, and we all know that it was very public, so... And that's where
that
I got into
awesome.
The whole thing of thinking about gifts. I'm sorry. This is my thing, but I've always felt that way. I'm like, if you're going to be the girl on the side, always make sure you go for, when you want something, learn phrases like bloomies. And I don't mean
so
bloomers.
Funny.
I mean
so
bloomies as in little brown bag, small brown bag, and big brown bag.
know the
exact color of a blue box, and we don't mean a random blue box. I know that box before it even gets halfway through the door. And they get to, I'm like, oh, this Tiffany's. Somebody went to Tiffany's. How do you know? You
yes.
didn't see it. Oh, I saw the blue box. I saw
the
right shade of blue. These are the things you should know, because if you're going to be scandalous, honey, be fabulous. Because there's nothing worse than a scandalous girl who isn't fabulous altogether. And that's right.
I love
lessons
you.
They're going to be about.
You are being real scandalous right now. You are straight spilling tea, girl. All over the place.
I'm sorry, guys. I am all over the place. Well, you know, I'm tying into something that I wanted to start, because I have felt that we have been too Debbie Downer and too, oh, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. Well, what about the rest of us girls who are looking fabulous? Oops, sorry. My hands are the same. Could you hear me? Sorry.
Yes.
We're always Debbie Downer and, oh, you know, we shouldn't do this and this is what happens when you act and when you act like this. Well, honey, what about us girls who think that everything is just fine and who want to be scandalous? Some of us like being scandalous. Some of us do scandalous very well.
So
but if you're going to be
scandalous. I think, you know, I try not to be scandalous. I try to keep myself in check. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do, especially when it comes to these situations. I don't think I've ever turned down a gift. There are definitely some
mm-hmm.
times where someone has given me something and I probably wanted to laugh because, you know, I didn't feel that it was worthy. Like you said, don't give me something that you got for free. Like I did
right.
get this, you know, it was the soft account And I realized he was out with his wife and he was shopping, so it wasn't like he could buy me, you know, some beautiful piece of jewelry or whatever because he's with her. I got a beautifully hand-painted, very expensive nightlight. And I was like, mm-hmm. What is this? I mean, I'm not asleep with a nightlight. Is that like a personal
I'm not 10.
Exactly. And then he gave me the most beautiful weed pipe, which I actually still have. So that one was fine. That was a gift he could buy in front of his wife, and she thought it was for him, but in reality it was for me. So, you know, high five to that. But, yeah, a nightlight? What is this?
Oh, that is too funny. You have to admit, there are some, and it's a gift says everything about your relationship. I've had some very fancy people give me the worst gifts ever, and some people who weren't fancy at all give me the fanciest gifts ever. But
wow.
It says a lot about what our relationship was.
Right, that's true.
I've had some where I know where we stand, and you couldn't possibly give me, you know, the best, you know, most heartfelt gift ever. So you have to give me this particular type of gift, or I'm going to tell. Because there are hush gifts.
Yes.
There are.
True.
It's not even just with being, you know, when you're the person on the side, but in life there are certain things, and gifts are sometimes given for certain reasons, and a lot of times you have to and I don't want anyone to think that I'm being like, oh God, she got a gift and she's reading between the lines. No, that has not happened recently, guys. I just thought of this subject because it was something that does mean a lot to me. The types of gifts I get from certain people do mean a lot. And I think even age-wise, gifts mean a lot. Like, you know, the type of gift you might get from someone who's 50, if you got it from someone who was 20, says something completely different.
Yeah, I totally.
It truly does. The same gift you would get from somebody who is yours, and then from somebody who is married, says something completely different. And gifts say a lot. And you have to think about the kind of gifts should you give. And then at the same time, also, when you're dating someone who is married, though you may, and on the other hand of this, giving gifts. I hate to be all over the place with people, but I just want to get you all to thinking about this. Even giving gifts, when you're dating someone who is in a relationship with someone else, you have to think about what you can give them.
Yes, or what they can take home.
Yeah, what they can take home, what you can give them. Because sometimes you can give someone something, but they can't take it home, so you have to keep it with yourself. You know, certain things,
right.
And then sometimes, well, maybe you care about them as just being, you know, like your lover on the side, or maybe you care about them more. It's the type of gift that you give says everything that you... Gifts tell everything that you don't want to say. And in other words, say gifts are a way of saying the words you can't say tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's an interesting thought right there.
Mhm. It really is. And DJ says the gift is a message of intent. Yes, it is. It says a lot.
Right.
So
it does.
And yeah, there's a lot you can read into it. Like I know, I've had gifts from people where I've said to them, okay, this was too much. Please don't give me
that.
I can't accept it. It's too much. We don't have. I love fucking you and I love sucking your dick, but, you know, I just don't want to get like this.
You know, it's funny that you say that because at that point.
But I know it's so weird. I'm not trying to be crass, but think about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because it can be a circumstance where you don't want to feel indebted to that person because they gave you something so nice. You don't want to feel like you owe them. You don't want to give them the wrong idea. And that's usually when the woman returns the gift, you know.
Exactly.
I had someone that I used to see for a while, and it was nothing serious. You know, we would just play. And I met his little girlfriend at the time, and she was another adult film star. She came home from Dubai, and brought him this beautiful, like, 24-karat gold model of this amazing hotel that they had there. And I could tell by the gift that she gave him, the fact that she even brought this back for him, I'm like, oh, this girl's totally in love with you. You better watch out.
Mm-hmm.
I actually said something about it. And sometimes
accepting a gift is more than what you think it is.
Right, right. And she, I shouldn't have said anything. You know, I thought it was sweet. And I basically said, oh, somebody likes you. And she looked at me and shot daggers straight to me because I called her out. It was true, but she didn't want him to realize that she was in love with him.
Right.
So
right.
I thought all over that gift. It was thoughtful, you know, it was sweet. Oh, yeah, that was a gift of I love you, not, oh, hey, here's a souvenir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of things. And, like, you know, I think, and another reason why I also brought this up is because sometimes in being the other person, when you're only getting caught up in sex, sometimes you're getting caught up in feelings, sometimes you're getting much. The type of gift that you get
right.
or give tells a lot on what you're actually feeling. If you're just feeling sex, if you're just feeling this is a moment and a great moment we're having, or if I'm ready to leave my wife for you kind of thing.
Right.
The gift says
That's
it all.
True.
And even how random it is, the more random, the more it says.
That's true. That's so funny.
Yeah, and random doesn't mean a week after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's true. That's funny.
So
no,
these
I like
things
the random.
Say a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I do like random. I like random gifts, but as long as they're not too expensive. Because I don't know what to say. I've had the random, really, really freaking expensive gift where I'm like, wow, I didn't expect this whatsoever. And I have no
right.
idea what to say. And all I can do is sit here with my mouth open, holding this. At the same time, I'm going, wow. Wow.
So funny. That's awesome.
I do also love the random, you actually listen to me gift.
Yes.
You heard
those
me rambling on about something that had nothing to do with anything gift. I love those too. But that's the kind
exactly.
of guy that you really want to, like, really get involved with. This is the kind of gift that brings you to tears. So.
Aww, that's so true. It's so sweet, though.
Gifts, the types of gifts you give say a lot. I've also had the guy who was really good at having his secretary pick out the best cards ever.
Oh, my
man,
God.
Man, she used to give
hilarious.
Me the best cards. No, I'm, you know, as we say that, I'm serious. She used to give me the best cards. If she really had a tune into his brain, then, wow, he
mm-hmm.
was saying some really deep stuff.
See, and I don't know how I would feel about that. Someone who has somebody else buy the gift for me. Then I wouldn't appreciate them the same. I would just be like, I can honestly say
there is nothing worse than the boyfriend who has, or actually he was involved with someone else too, but the one who has the secretary send you cards and signs his name for him and everything and send you gifts.
Oh.
And they were like, I'm not going to lie, they weren't nice gifts. But I knew they weren't from him. I knew he
exactly.
told the secretary to send them to me. And I'm just like, oh, and it was so funny because I know to my friends I seemed like a brat. Because
yeah,
I'd be like, oh, this showed up. Oh, okay, whatever. And I just throw it away sometimes. Sometimes I'd be like, oh, whatever.
Right.
And they're like, I can't believe you did that. Oh, I got whatever. You want to go take it? Oh, we got a gift card to this. I'm like, oh, whatever. And I'm like, no, because it didn't come from him. He doesn't even know what it is. If I asked him today what he just sent me, he would not know what it is.
Exactly,
so
and that's why you don't want it, because he didn't do it because he's doing it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, that's messed up.
And I used to, like, that used to piss me off so much. I'm like, don't even send me a fucking gift. And then my birthday gifts would come that way, too, and I'm just like, really?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
When I really want something, I'll just call her. I'm not even going to call you. I'm just going to call her. And I started doing that after a while. I was just like, I'm just going to call her. What do you want to send me?
Funny, you're like sending her Amazon wish list links.
The thing is, it's funny because it's exactly what I used to do. I would send her my Amazon wish list.
That's hilarious.
And then I would check off what I already had. So I always knew what I was getting. So,
I like
yeah.
that. See, I'll go look too. I totally go check that purchase list to see what's coming my
uh-huh.
way.
So I knew exactly what was it. And I'm really good at acting surprised. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you actually went ahead and bought this after I told you to buy it.
That's right. That's awesome.
Because that's how good an actress I am. Like, I can't believe you actually bought it after I told you to buy it.
That's so funny. I love when they call me and I'm like, oh, you can just give me something off my wish list. And they're like, well, what item do you want the most? And then here I am going through the list, choosing for myself, and then sending the link back going, okay, we'll buy this one. And then usually I'm like getting costumes and shit.
Okay, so guys, I'm sorry I haven't gotten to everyone in the chat room. It's for two in the chat room. We haven't got to everyone who's listening. And you know what? Sorry, but we're not going to get up to all of y'all today. But this is so funny, but you made me think of something because, okay, so I'm the same person who goes, okay, they're like, so what do you want most from your list? And I go, everything I put on the damn list. That was the point.
Exactly.
Everything you see on the list is what I want.
That is so funny.
That's why I'm Pinterest or whatever you call it. Oh my gosh.
Pinterest.
This might have Pinterest. That's what I use it for. It's to tell you exactly what I want and how to buy it.
Funny. I'm on there, but I don't really get how the whole thing works. So I haven't, like, done much, but if that's the purpose, I need to get on there.
Yeah, I got to show you how to do it. It's so easy. Okay, the other thing that I always think is really great, and I think this also works, the gift you get for your mistress and your wife when you've had a fight with both can't be the same thing.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Found that out one time, too. It was like, wait a minute, you got your wife the same thing you bought me?
I don't know how to take that because it's like, wait,
so you don't care about either one of us?
Right. Totally. Or does it say, wow, I'm that good. I'm getting the same stuff the wife gets. But then it goes back to
see, I never think that. I'm like, oh, I'm not good enough to get something different. Because I always think I should have something more.
Right. Oh, I love it. That's right. That is so true.
I'm so mean. I'm always like, okay. Though I think I've coined this, just to let you guys know. As we get on this whole subject of kind of a gift and things, I have these things where I will get upset with you and I will talk to you about stuff. And then I have certain things I call jewelry offenses. And there's certain level of jewelry offenses.
Oh, please. What are those?
You dancing with another girl in a club and me getting pissed off and having to go completely off on you is a jewelry offense. It doesn't have to be big and bodacious, but it's going to be at least a bracelet.
Have you had a man do that to you?
Oh, I've had some.
Like, you were out
Girl, I've had some things happen, some whatnots, and had to show my ass, and could have been a reality show. And I'm like, oh, why do you think I have some jewelry? I'm like, oh, that was so a jewelry offense. And they're like, oh, I'm like, well, if you cannot pay for the crime, then you have to go. And that's going to cost you because that wasn't cheap.
Oh, I like
that. I've already got it picked out. It's not going to be cheap at all. You can't go to Zales and pick it up.
Oh, damn.
You're going to have to actually go to a jeweler. Yeah.
Oh. That sounds like some trouble.
I didn't realize. I thought I was doing really good and being very sweet till I realized I wasn't the only person who had a jeweler. Okay, so. I think it might be a black thing. Do you have your own jeweler? I have a jeweler. It's a black thing,
isn't
it?
No, you're okay. We do have a jeweler. But what's funny is our jeweler is our jeweler because he was a fan of my husband from Playboy TV. What does that tell you?
Okay, so kind of the same thing. He's mine,
yes,
because I knew him from back when I used to be Playboy TV and all that, and I used to have to walk the red carpet all the time, so he used to make stuff for me. So, yeah, I have a jeweler.
Is he
I do, actually. Mm-hmm.
Is he in Beverly Hills?
Oh, my God, wait a minute. Do we have something?
I don't know.
It's not like Hollywood something, right?
Does he make really great replicas? Okay, now this is a different. We go to 14.
Okay,
because
I have a thing for old. I have a thing for old Hollywood replicas, and he does that for
me. Yeah, no, our jeweler is a guy that does, you know, all the famous women, Christina Aguilera, all the housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay, yeah.
It's so wonderful.
Oh, God, everyone's going to be like, okay, we hate you now. Yes, I actually have a jeweler who designs my stuff for me. So I have a thing for replicas, and then he does some of the other stuff. He does a lot of that stuff, too. But I have a thing
That's
for replicas.
Awesome.
That's old jewelry. I have a thing for that. Like,
that's beautiful. Nice.
Marilyn Monroe.
We know what to get you.
Yes. And it all has to be silver because I don't like gold.
Oh, I wish silver too.
It's either silver
that's,
or
that's
platinum.
My favorite.
Yes, I love platinum.
Girl, yes.
I love platinum. See, that's what happens when you're dating a girl who has that kind of taste. You know, when we get upset, it costs a lot of money. And this is where gifts
come
in.
So don't piss us off. That's right. So don't make us mad.
Don't make us mad. You know, at least you're not sterling. That's all I got to say.
You know, I think a lot of it has to do with, like, the delivery of the gift. I watched a video today that is, you know, gone viral. A man proposed to his fiance or girlfriend, I'm sorry, because it's not a fiance yet, and it was a McDonald's drive-thru setup.
Oh,
like,
I saw that one. Yes. See, I'd be like, no.
She was pissed. She cried. And I guess I saw the cuteness of it. I saw, wow, okay, it's McDonald's, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But he had to go to all this trouble to get people involved to do it, to totally surprise her. So I guess I saw the heart in it. I was more disappointed that she cried.
She has
cried
the heart in it, too.
Like that. I wouldn't have cried. I would have probably just been like, really, this is how we're doing this? Okay. But I don't think that would
have
been
me. Okay, see, that would have been me. I wouldn't have cried. I would have gone through with it, but I've been like, yes, but this isn't how we're really going to go through with this, right? You're going to give me a proper one, right?
Yeah,
and there is a proper one around the corner, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But then there's certain things that you just can't get wrong. Like,
right.
There's some things you just can't get wrong.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I'm trying to think, like, you know, you can't, there's just certain gifts. Gifts mean a lot, and just know that more than anything, the reason why I brought up gifts is because gifts really do tell a person how you feel. If you're just a girl on the side, then you get great gifts, but they're not gifts that have a lot of heart in them.
That's true.
If you're a girl on the side, then more than anything, you should really be going for the kind of gifts that will sustain you after the man is gone. Always think about, okay,
damn,
diamonds last for a long time. What am I going to do after he's gone? You know, the Rolex, can I sell it?
Ooh.
No. I've sold a few Rolexes. You know, you have to think about these things, and it sounds terrible. But if you're going to be the girl on the side, you always have to think about what's ahead for you. And more than anything, Marilyn, I always say Marilyn Monroe said it best, diamonds are a girl's best friend. They really, really are. And that's why she said it. Oh, my gosh. You know what? I have to take someone here tonight because we have someone who's been waiting in line for a little bit while, and he is dying to talk to us, and I believe his name is Joseph Tanner. And I think he's on the line. We just want to say a quick hi to him. Joseph, are you there?
Hey, Joseph.
Hey there. Alana,
how are you doing?
Sierra.
You're listening to us going on and on.
It's okay. I love listening to you ladies chat away.
Well, thank you. I thought I would let you in. I think we have a couple other more people we're going ahead and let in. But I know we went on and on tonight. So how do you feel? Are you a good gift giver?
I try to be.
I say, if you have to think about it, then you're probably not that good. Sorry.
Well, I'm trying my best, but I think I would be a good gift giver.
You think so?
Well, I know you got it.
I'm not.
Well,
I'm a good
don't
gift
be too
giver.
Hard on yourself. I'm sure you're a good gift giver.
Well, thank you. So you're always thinking of my naughty gifts. I give good gifts too.
Cool.
Dude, so I'm glad that you're calling us. It's been a while since we've chatted with you.
Same here. I know you got other callers waiting in the line. I was going to read something to you all move on to the next caller, but I think I'll save it for another day because I know you got other callers.
Well, that's cool. So, okay, next time you'll have to read it to us. We'll listen for it. We'll have you call in next time and read it to us, okay?
Okay. Anyway, it's good. Have a good night and
you too,
good
baby.
Tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph. Okay, we have another caller here. I know I've been hogging the lines tonight. So we have another caller, 757-256. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
I am doing great.
Hey.
Okay, so who are we speaking to right now?
Detroit.
That's what I thought it was. I wasn't sure. What do you think about our topic tonight? We're kind of all over the place.
Oh, I'm listening. It's good, man. It's a good conversation.
What do you think?
I mean, being a good gift giver could be, I mean, I guess for me, it depends on the woman and what kind of influence she has on my life, whether it's somebody who I just met or somebody who I'm trying to get to know or somebody who I'm just, you know, we just messing around. But, you know, I don't try to go overboard with the gift, but I want the gift to at least be something that she enjoys, but she remembers in case we don't work out. If it's not just something like anybody can give, you know, because you know anybody could give, like you know, say diamonds or flowers or clothes, but it has to be something that's memorable that makes you unique from everyone else, but not too overboard that might get the woman kind of scare you, like, hold on, you give me a little something
right.
Too much gift, and we not on this level yet, or we not trying to get here, but it has to be memorable. So what I do is I go off of what the woman likes the most, with her something that I think either she never had before, or something that she enjoys. Because I know whatever gift that is, it's going to be memorable. So even if we work out or don't work out, she going to say, oh, wherever the gift is, she's going to be like, oh, this guy gave this to me. forever. You know, you're going to remember that. That's me.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. That's a good one. It should always, no matter what, it should always be memorable. Deidre, thank you so much for calling in. You know, that also makes me think, you know what? If you wear a bow, that's memorable.
Exactly.
I'll remember
because
that might set
you up for a second chance, too.
Yeah, you never know.
You know, they might fall out. It's like a couple months later, let me give him a call.
That's so true.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Well, Deidre, thank you so much for calling in. Okay, that was a really good one. And now I will always remember, have a memorable gift, no matter what. Whatever it is, always memorable. Alana, where can we find you? I stuck in my head. Now I'm seeing a bow. So.
Yes.
Where can we find you, Alana?
At Alana Evans XXX on Twitter. And go to my gamer site, ToneedByGirls.com. I've been putting up new videos, new stories. I'm so happy. so happy.
I can't wait to see your website. It's all up and going. Okay, so you got videos and stories and
all
everything. Huh?
that's
I don't know who that might be, but. Well, guys, you can always find me here on Dollhouse Radio. I am always here. And I am starting a new blog, but I was supposed to do it this week, but I kind of got distracted and didn't do it. So I'm going to start next week, so I'll announce it next week. But you can find me also on my website, which is thedownloadlive.com, which is Sister to Hear the Download. So join us next Friday night on thedownload.com here at 11, on the download on the Dollhouse.com, so sorry.
Yeah.
And we will be here next week, Friday night at 11 p.m., and we will see you then.
Ooh, bye, gorgeous.